It's been a week since the election, and it's been a time of soul-searching for many college students. Students protested at the University of Connecticut and in New Haven, where many Yale students chanted in response to President-elect Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations and a ban on Muslim refugees. Over the past week, WSHU spoke with some Muslim students in the region who say their feelings range from fear to optimism. Davis Donovan has this report.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says there have been more than 300 hate crimes across the country in the past week. Many of them were at college campuses, but no incidents have been reported at any campus in Connecticut or on Long Island. Maheen Qureshi is a freshman at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. Right after the election, she turned to something familiar for comfort.
I have a necklace around my neck with Allah written on it, which means God. I bought it because I felt really nervous about a bio test one day. I felt stronger because I felt like God was with me, resting right on my heart.
The necklace that helped Qureshi with her test felt different around her neck after the election.
I feel like if I go out, I have to stop wearing it because I could get attacked if I keep wearing it, and I can't part with it. It's become a part of me.
At Stony Brook University on Long Island, one Muslim student says she's not just worried for herself. She asked to be identified by her first name, Verda.
My Facebook newsfeed is filled with hate crimes, not just Muslim women, but against Black people, against queer people, against undocumented folks, against the Latino community.
Fellow Stony Brook student Fuad Farouk is a little more optimistic.
This person is not going to be as hateful as people expect him to be.
Farouk is Muslim. He's also president of the Stony Brook College Republicans, and he voted for Trump.
A lot of Muslims used to be on the Republican side, and from the bigotry that they faced post 9/11, they've switched parties. But I'd say to them, as a religious Muslim myself, to look at the issues. While there might be some bigotry, there's bigotry on both sides.
It's been a week, and some of the students we talked to say it's now more important than ever to get involved with causes that represent their values, however they feel about the new president-elect. Maheen Qureshi, the Sacred Heart student, says she's begun to see some positive things on social media that give her encouragement.
I feel more confident now that, because I've seen a lot of movements to help people like me as well, and that's really touching.
And that necklace that she's held onto for comfort, she's stopped wearing that, not because she's scared. Actually, the chain broke and she hasn't fixed it yet. She says she's learned she can be strong without it. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.